What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. The Dubs lose game one of the NBA Finals to the Toronto Raptors, 118-109. Got a bunch of stuff to get to from the game. A little recap coming your way, plus some post-game sound. That's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. If you are looking for Locked On Warriors, you can find us on the brand new podcasting app, Himalaya. You can get it at your app store, whichever app store you use for your phone. It is free, super easy to use, has every single podcast you love and are searching for. It includes personally curated playlists, themed collections of shows to help you with podcast discovery, and you can find everything from comedy, mystery, thrillers, and sports. You can follow your favorite shows and creators, like and comment. So why don't you go there, download Himalaya, subscribe to Locked On Warriors, and like and comment on it. And today's show is brought to you in part by Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friend's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there. Do that. Get rewarded. The Toronto Raptors got rewarded tonight. They got rewarded big time. They took a 1-0 lead in the NBA Finals against the Golden State Warriors. And I don't want to get... I just have to. Warriors not better without Kevin Durant. Yes, you sacrifice your depth to get Kevin Durant every single bleep in time. There's no question about it. But when you don't have Kevin Durant, this is kind of what it looks like. Steph trying to go one-on-one. Team selling out to stop Steph. Klay's not much of a creator of his own offense. Draymond, we know his strengths are not scoring. Same with Andre Iguodala. I mean, honestly, who's the next best scoring option on this team when Kevin Durant is out? Who's the third best? Quinn Cook, who had a fine game. He was fine in his minutes, but there was a lot going on tonight. Let's just start at the beginning. DeMarcus Cousins was active, but he did not start. Steve Kerr decides to go with Jordan Bell starting at the five, which was interesting. Jordan Bell played fine. I mean, there's no knock on Jordan Bell. He missed a rotation, but in tonight's game, everyone missed rotations because of the amount of wide open threes they gave up. They started defensively with Klay on Lowry. Steph was on Danny Green. Andre was on Kawhi. Jordan Bell on Siakam and Draymond on Pau Gasol. Standard D the other way. They matched up position by position. Start the game, Lowry had a turnover and Klay had a terrible clank shot on both their first possessions. I don't know if nerves is the right way to put it. Both teams were excited. They were ready to go. The Warriors were giving up wide open threes, and I mean wide open. Some of them by design, but some of them just by blown rotations and being sloppy. In the first quarter, Kawhi Leonard, Pascal Siakam, Marc Gasol, and Danny Green went 5 of 8 from three. That's unacceptable. Whether you're giving up wide open looks as part of your scheme, which to me is stupid because I know how bad they've been shooting, but it's still a guy like Danny Green who shot 45% in the regular season. A guy like Marc Gasol who shot 37% in the regular season. Pascal Siakam, same thing. These guys are capable. And you can't just allow them to take wide open threes like the Warriors did last night. Again, some of it by design, some of it just poor defense. It was an okay start for the Dubs. I mean, they were giving up a lot of threes, man, a lot of threes. The Raptors took 8 threes in the first 5 minutes. They were Marc Gasol to shoot, and he was making them. Klay was all over the place. And that's one of the other problems with no KD is you're relying a lot on Klay, who, look, is not a classic, you know, scoring machine in the playoffs. His scoring and offense takes a dip in the playoffs. He's still good defensively, but offensively, He hasn't been able to carry the load in the playoffs in his career. There's a couple games here and there where he'll explode, and that'll win you a game. But as far as consistency, it's not there. And he had a rough night tonight. He made some really bad decisions, was taking a lot of heavily contested shots, like driving in to three people and putting up a prayer. It was ugly. Warriors had five turnovers in the first, which is a theme throughout the game, which, I mean, we kind of know whenever the Warriors lose, there's going to be a lot of turnovers. After the first quarter, it was 25-21, which is the lowest quarter the Warriors have had, scoring total Warriors have had in the playoffs. And it kind of just continued that way. In the second, they started with Quinn Cook, Klay Thompson, Sean Livingston, Jonas Jerebko, and DeMarcus Cousins. Jonas was he was fine in this game. I mean, he contributed. He knocked down a couple of threes, knocked down one in the second quarter, and then one in the fourth also. So he played well. And that's one of the rough parts about this game is the bench, for the most part, played fine. They weren't the problem. The problem was the starters getting their asses kicked. The problem was Pascal Siakam giving Draymond just a beatdown the whole game. And that's another thing. I mean, Draymond's going to have to man up now. And, you know, I'm sure he will. He's a prideful dude. But Pascal Siakam had 32 in this game. You can't have that. You cannot have that. So, anyways, back to the second quarter, though. With that group in, you know, they went to Cousins immediately, who, you know, they started running their offense through him. He was getting some nice passes out there. Toronto was sticking with an eight-man rotation. Warriors played 12 guys in the first 13 minutes, which, again, was not a problem. And I know there's going to be people talking about, oh, well, he shouldn't have played this guy or that guy. Do you want to know the plus-minus totals? Because that will show who was really bad in this game and who wasn't. You know, Klay was minus 10, Steph minus 9. All the starters were minus. Jordan Bell minus 4. Draymond minus 8. Andre minus 8. So it's not the bench's fault. I'm kind of sick of hearing about that, honestly, because these guys have not played great. The starters haven't. And they deserve the blame when this happens. McCaw actually did get some run in this game. He had a big three late in the fourth. I'll get to that. But it was interesting because that's the ninth guy they've played. They usually have had an eight-man rotation over the last couple series. Open it up a little bit to nine. Pat McCaw, he's capable. He's fine. I would give him a couple minutes, too. He should be on the Warriors, but that's a whole other thing. Continued to give up wide-open threes. It was really bad. In the 4 minutes and 20 seconds that Cousins played with that second unit, the Warriors were plus two. Like, it was a good run for that second unit. You will take that every time from them. They cut the lead from 4-2. Dubs were in the bonus at 7:28 in the second, and they didn't really take advantage of the fact that they were in the bonus. Steph ends up learning later in the game, but at that point, man, they weren't really driving to the hoop much. It was, I don't know, kind of an unintelligent game by the Warriors. Is that not even a word, unintelligent? Do I just sound unintelligent saying that? Klay knocks down a three to put the Dubs up 41-40 with 5:40 left, but then the Warriors get outscored 19-8 throughout those 5:40. Steph was being bothered by Gasol, making terrible passes, the one-handed over-the-head stupid bullshit that he never stops doing. And a lot of it was they were trapping with Marc Gasol. Well, I mean, not a lot of it. Steph can make better decisions. But look, Marc Gasol was bothering him. There's no doubt about it. Dubs were down 10 to end the half. Like I said, the Raptors went on that 19-8 run. And we're up 10 to go to half. Steph was a minus 12 in the first half. And he needed to either just start taking his man in ISO or the Warriors needed to start sending picks. Not with Looney, but with Draymond. It was kind of weird. They kept sending Looney where Draymond is like the money guy, where they trap Steph. You can't get to Draymond. Draymond gets the 4-on-3 and then decides where to go with it. But nope. To start the third, same starter, Steph, Klay, Draymond, Andre Iguodala, and Jordan Bell. And Pascal Siakam was just killing the Dubs. Draymond's going to need to man up in this series and moving forward and make a point of stopping him. You know, and yeah, it wasn't Draymond all the time, but it was Draymond enough of the time that he needs to do something to stop Pascal Siakam, who had 14 points in the third quarter, going 6 of 6 from the field. So He killed him in the third. I mean, that's the biggest part, is he just went off in the third, where the Warriors were solid in the third. Steph had 13 points with 3 of 4 from the field. And this is where he started realizing, once they got into the bonus, was he started driving to the hoop and was started to get calls, started going to the line. And even though they weren't giving him the foul calls in the act of shooting, the fact they were in the bonus, he was getting to the line. He went 6 of 6 from the free throw line in the third, which is something he should have taken advantage of in the second when they were in the bonus with 7.5 minutes left. But that's for another time. Siakam, like I said, was killing him. Gasol picked up his fourth foul with 5:14 left in the third. Dubs were down 9 at that point. And like I said, Steph started driving, getting to the line. The last play of the third is Pat McCaw knocking down a shot clock buzzer beater to put the Raptors up 7. Wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't you know it? The Dubs did a good job cutting it down to 4. That McCaw 3 puts them up 7. And then in the fourth, it kind of unraveled. It was the same guys who started the second of Quinn Cook, Klay Thompson, Sean Livingston, Jonas Jerebko, and DeMarcus Cousins. And they started out fine and then kind of let go of the rope. Jerebko hit a 3 to cut it to 4. Cousins got to the line, split free throws to cut it to 3. And then a couple of bad plays by the Warriors, a couple layups for the Raptors. They go up 7. And then just throughout the rest of the game, it was Pascal Siakam and Kawhi Leonard getting after it. And let's not forget Fred VanVleet, who had a nice game as well. I think he had 15 on the night. Another guy that they allowed to shoot, which is a bad idea in my mind. But I'm no coach. What do I know? It's still just one game. Warriors have a chance to take back home court in game 2. And look, even if they go down 0-2, we just saw the Raptors go down 0-2 and win 4 straight. Warriors definitely have some adjustments that need to be made, and I'll be interested to see what they are. I got some ideas of my own. We're going to take one quick break, come back, play some post-game sound for you. But first, quick shout-out to Untuck It for sponsoring Locked On. If you're looking for a great Father's Day idea, their shirts are specifically designed to look great untucked and feel comfortable at work or on the weekend. No tucking or tailoring required. Go to untuckit.com, promo code NBA to get 20% off. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Dubs lose game 1 of the NBA Finals to the Toronto Raptors. Two, I don't want to call them role players, but two starters who aren't exactly stars, at least one of them not yet, and the other one used to be a star, had really solid games for the Raptors. That's Marc Gasol and Pascal Siakam. Siakam went 14 of 17, 2 of 3 from 3 for 32 points. Only 8 rebounds, but 3 of those were offensive. And then Gasol had 20 points on 6 of 10 shooting, 2 of 4 from 3, 7 boards himself. Steve Kerr was asked about those two guys and just their impact on the game. Here is what Steve had to say.
Brilliant. I mean, he was hitting shots from everywhere. He hit 4 threes. He'd been struggling from the 3-point line in the last couple of series. So he got that to go. And I think I'm wrong on that. He had 2 threes. But Gasol, we left a couple of times early in the game and didn't rotate. You know, we just gave him a couple of dare shots and he knocked him down. So, you know, there's gonna be some openings. Those guys made their plays, made their shots. The biggest thing for me was our transition defense was just awful. And that's the game. That's the number one priority when you play Toronto. You have to take care of their transition. And we gave up 24 fast break points. We turned it over 17 times. So that's the game, really. The other stuff, you know, guys are going to make shots, miss shots. They're going to have good games. They're going to have bad games. But it's kind of the key points that you can take care of that are the most important, and we didn't take care of that that transition.
So there's Steve on Pascal Siakam and Marc Gasol, just basically saying, you know, they hadn't been knocking down shots, so we allowed them to take them, and they did. And hopefully that's something they clean up in game 2. But he also brought up the turnovers and fast break points, which were a mess. 17 turnovers, obviously way too many. And again, it's the mind-numbing, stupid, not paying attention, or the stuff over the head BS. Just, there was another classic one. I think we've seen it 15 times this year, where off an inbounds, the guy's just not paying attention. Ball goes out of bounds. We saw one of those. It was really bad because we had right before it an inbound where it almost happened, but Steph caught it at the last second, realized what was happening. And then on the next one, they kick it into Andre. Andre kicks it over to Steph. Steph's not paying attention. Boom, out of bounds turnover. That cannot happen. It's unacceptable, especially in the NBA Finals. Just gives me flashbacks of that behind-the-back pass Steph threw in Game 7 of the 2016 Finals. Sorry to bring it up. But the transition defense was awful, too. I mean, off of makes, they were running on him. I think Pascal Siakam got, like, three layups off of that. It was just bad. It was ugly, and they have to clean it up. Obviously, there's a lot of things they need to clean up. And I understand what Steve's saying. Like, these are things that you can control, the turnovers and the fast-break defense. You can also guard a shooter every once in a while, you know? They did a good job on Kawhi, but they didn't do a good job on anyone else, really. Clay was asked about that exact topic. Here's what he had to say.
Kawhi didn't have his best game to his standards, but other guys stepped up. I mean, Siakam obviously had the game of his playoff life. Give him credit, run of the floor. So we'll have to get back on defense next game and really limit their transition points, make them beat us in the half court. And, yeah, we did a good job limiting Kawhi, but it's not Kawhi Leonard, and it's the Raptors, so... We'll go back to the drawing board and see what we can do better for Sunday.
So Clay brought up Pascal Siakam in the game he had, and that's been a talking point. He had the best game out of anyone, I'd say. He was the game changer. You tell me that Kawhi has 23 points on 5 of 14 shooting, that's a win. Warriors win that game. But not the case, because Pascal Siakam, like Clay said, had the game of his playoff career. And Draymond was asked about it, the man who spent a lot of time guarding Pascal Siakam. Here's what Draymond had to say.
I think he played amazing game, obviously, but, you know, he got out in transition a lot. Our transition D was horrible, and I let him get in the rhythm in the first half, first quarter, really. So I got to do a better job of taking his rhythm away, and I will, but, you know, he had a great game, but that's on me.
So there's Draymond talking about Siakam and how he let him get in a rhythm and that he needs to change that and that he will. And that's the thing. I'm looking forward to seeing this team respond in Game 2. There's going to be adjustments made, and there's going to be a lot of pride on the line. At the end of the game, Steph was clapping his hands, went and, you know, high-fived Draymond, and Marcus Thompson tweeted it out and basically said it's on. Which I agree with, man. We got a series. We definitely got a series. Here's the thing. I predicted Warriors in 6. Means you got to lose 2. So there's one of them. But Draymond talking about how he's going to respond and play better. Clay was asked about how the team responds and bounces back, and here's what he had to say.
I mean, he's very long and athletic. He's one of the better finishers in the paint in the game. So I know we'll step up with the challenge on Sunday to limit his opportunities, which a lot of them came in transition because he was sprinting the floor. But, yeah, we're not very familiar with this team, but that's no excuse. You know, it's still got to come out here, and our goal was to get one, and it's still on the table for us. So I know we'll respond like the champions we are.
I just love when Clay invokes the fact that they're champs. And we've seen them bounce back and play well. I mean, like we saw against Houston, Portland. Like I said, I thought Portland got people a little too high on these guys because it was a good matchup, and Toronto's a whole different beast. But we've seen them play at a different level than this, and it'll be interesting to see what they do on Sunday. Going to take a quick break, come back. DeMarcus Cousins got his first playing time in like 6 weeks. He looked pretty good. Steve Kerr and DeMarcus both talked about that. Going to play that for you. That's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. But today's show is brought to you by Grip 6 ultra lightweight belts with no holes, no flap. And it's a great Father's Day gift. Go to Grip 6 for a special offer. That is grip6.com/LOCKE. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Dubs lose game one of the NBA Finals to the Toronto Raptors. Never been in this position before. Never been in the position of starting on the road or being down 0-1. And they're going to have to bounce back. They're going to have to figure some things out for game two. It'll be interesting to see what they actually do. I haven't mentioned Kevin Durant this whole time because he doesn't play, which is too bad. But it's also indicative of why they need Kevin Durant, at times at least. So the countdown clock for him starts now too. Doubtful he's going to play game two. Still hasn't done much on-court work. Still hasn't practiced. It'll be game three or game four by the time he comes back. So we'll have to wait and see. Steph Curry was asked about his takeaways from game one. Here's what he had to say.
And obviously the Bazz, we were down 0-1, but it's not the end of the world. New experiences for us all the way through. But, we've proven our resiliency and ability to win games that we need to and kind of answer the bell and learn from, nights like tonight. So key call-outs or, fast break points that they got, whether it was a make or a miss for us. A couple sloppy turnovers that really didn't kill us, but just added to, their momentum. And, obviously Pascal had an amazing game. He pretty much found a bucket wherever he was at. And we got to do, all five guys got to do a better job of just being physical.
Steph kind of echoing what everyone else has been saying, just the transition points, the turnovers, and Pascal Siakam having the game of his life. So, again, we'll see what the adjustments are moving forward. I would think a few less wide-open shots. We'll see. One thing that did happen, though, at the end of the game was Andre Iguodala tweaked, I guess, his hamstring again, or calf, or whatever it is that kept him out in Portland. Steve Kerr said he thinks he'll be fine. But just something to keep an eye on. Something to keep an eye on. That would be a big loss and a big hit for the Warriors. Because something I was about to say, but I just want to make sure I got the Andre news in there, is maybe you don't send so many doubles at Kawhi. Let Andre do his work on Kawhi. Or if you are going to continue to send the doubles, because maybe you think that that was the deciding factor in his poor play, you got to recover better. You got to still contest other shots. But anyways, DeMarcus Cousins did play tonight. Solid game for, his first game back. His first stint was better than his second stint in the fourth. Neither were that bad. In 8 minutes, he didn't score any field goals, but he did go 3 of 4 from the line. He had 2 steals, 2 assists. So he was a contributor. He was not a liability. We'll see if they attack him more while he's out there coming up in these next couple games, but it's not worse than anyone else they throw out there, honestly. So it's been a good return. Not great, but he did have a positive impact. Steve Kerr was asked about DeMarcus's return, and Steve was happy to see it.
I thought DeMarcus did a really nice job, made some great passes. We could run some offense through him. It's so early in the process for him. He played 8 minutes, and I thought his minutes were good, but it's a huge adjustment to play after a 6 week, 7 week absence, especially at this level in the NBA Finals against a team that's pretty fast already. So I thought he did really well, and we'll look at the tape and we'll see what we decide to do with his role going forward.
So Steve Kerr was pleased with the play of DeMarcus Cousins. I think we all should be. Anyone expecting more than what they were given tonight from him, probably looking for a little too much, considering he's coming off the injury, etc. But I do like that Steve said they're going to take a look at what his role is and what it should be moving forward. And obviously, to me, that means expanding it. Like, he's going to have a role until he shouldn't anymore. And he played well tonight, so he's going to continue playing, in my opinion. DeMarcus Cousins was asked about his first game back. I would love to play the audio for you, but it is so soft, you won't be able to hear a word he says. Basically, he just says he's happy to be out there with his teammates and feel the energy. And when asked about his quad, he said it's not an issue anymore and walked off. So that's Cuz for you. He's good to go. We'll see if the role expands at all. I kind of doubt it just because he was good in his minutes. And he'll need to be better to expand those minutes. But he's still a usable part of this team. He's still a contributor. If he starts knocking down shots, starts getting it going down in the low post, maybe they use him more. But for right now, he's in a good spot where he is. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will be back on Sunday night, probably late Sunday night, with a game recap. So be sure to be on the lookout for that. Look for some adjustments to be made, too. We'll see what those are. And I'll break all those down after game two on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth. Right. You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.